It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome everyone to Freedom Friday. Yes, this is CRS, Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. Guess what? It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So today of all days, we just want to send a lot of love and light out there to everyone who's had someone that they have lost to breast cancer this month. And each and every day we lift you up in our prayers, and to those of you who have survived. So we want to extend the invitation for you guys to join us. Today is going to be all about self-love and self-care. You're getting an exclusive, yes, your girl Queen Sunny Honey is inviting you on an opulent journey with me and my girl Holly from Africa. We're doing a spa day. Self-love, self-empowerment, self-awareness. So I want you to sit back, stay tuned, and get ready. If there is someone out there who is a survivor, I want you to know that we would love to hear your story as well. Reach out to us. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Send your story into Queen Sunny Honey and hit us up on YouTube. That's right. Subscribe to our channel. You can find us on Instagram under Queen Sunny Honey. And without further ado, let's see who's on the phone line. Holly, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Welcome. I'm so good. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I'm excited to be here, and it is Friday, and we're going to relax and have a nice spa day. We deserve it, don't we?
Yes, ma'am. Girl, it's been an amazing journey since I left America. You are the very first person I met when I moved overseas. I moved into this building.
it was nice, and it felt familiar to see someone from the States, and especially someone like you with all that energy and mashallah. And I felt connected, and I felt like I was back home, and you did that for me, so thanks.
You did that to me too, because it's been, I think that year was 2015, so I walked into this building. There's this beautiful Egyptian sister. When she opens her mouth,
I don't know about beautiful, though.
Yes, she's a little teeny bopper with her children. And when she opened her mouth, although she was covered in traditional, beautiful garment, darling, when she opened her mouth, a straight-up Brooklyn, New York accent came out. I didn't know back then. It was like a Chinoise.
The accent did not go with the outside, right?
Exactly.
The physical appearance.
I was in love in that moment, and you extended the opportunity for me to go to the grocery store, and just the simple things of being new in a country. You didn't realize you gave me those first opportunities, and I didn't have to be alone in it. We would go to have tea like we're sitting here this morning. Yes, girl, talk the way you do.
Yes, yes. Although we're in Kuwait, okay, please don't think that we're out in the desert or something, all right? And you know that. We're sitting here at Costa Coffee, having some coffee and breakfast and really nice atmosphere. Although there is corona going on, but we're enjoying ourselves. And it was a nice experience seeing you, and especially like speaking to you and talking about music and talking about it just brought me back like a time machine, you know, yeah. back you know, at a time where I think I went back to university days. Yes, I am old. Right?
Nothing is old but a pair of shoes. Girl, back.
No, but living here is a very unique experience. I've been here for many, many, many years, and I love it here. And it's beautiful. I haven't been back to the States for a long time. I haven't gone back for a very, very long time. I want to go back, but you know, apparently right now it's not the appropriate time.
How many years have you been in the Middle East?
A long time, maybe 20 plus, 20 something years, and I haven't gone back to the States since then, so.
See, for everybody out there looking for an exit strategy, trying to escape white supremacy, or even if you white, you just trying to escape. You see, your sister's been out here for 20 years, so mashallah, there is no excuse. Understand that the stereotypes that people put out there and tell you to stay away from a place is most likely the best place on earth. Can't complain if she says she's been here for 20 years. I've been here since 2015, and you know, Sister Kim, it is a struggle to come back and visit the poverty of that country called America sometimes without having the luxury. Like, I actually came into a whole level of womanhood overseas in the Middle East.
Isn't that weird and ironic that you would say such a sentence like that?
I mean, to see a woman who is covered up, but got on those red bottoms in that Louis Vuitton bag, and just see the beauty, face is totally beat, exuding sexuality, sensuality, self-love. Even the day that we're having today, that last week we got together, it was like, girl, whatever's going to happen this week, let's just have a spa day. That's normal for us, where our sisters in America are just, may have never had that experience.
But we have that all the time here. We always have it. Like, you go to the salon anytime you want, and have spa days and a lot of other things. So it's not, we're not suppressed. I'll just put it, you know, put it on that way. No, we're having a really nice time here, relaxed time here. Yes, the heat can get to you. Yes, it might be a little bit overwhelming, but you get used to it. You get used to it.
And we got AC, child, please.
That's true. And winter is winter here. Yes, we do wear coats. And no, but it's a really nice experience overseas in the Middle East. Contrary to popular belief, but we're making do here. We're surviving.
Yeah. When she says making do and surviving in the, like, the oil-rich, highest currency on earth, you know, just hear the poverty in her mouth as she said it. Let's get away from the Middle East, and I want to go to Egypt.
Oh,
girl.
Let me talk to you about Egypt. Mm. And you've been to the beaches there, right? See, people look at Egypt, and they're like, okay, pyramids, that's it. No. You want to go to resorts. You want to go to Sharm el-Sheikh. You want to go to Marsa Alam. Okay, it's like endless, okay? I've been going to these places for the past couple of years, and don't tell me Maldives, all right? We got our own Maldives in Egypt, all right? So if you want to have that escape and you want to go to a resort, go to Egypt. Egypt is the place. You go and you go to the pyramids, you get that, you know, historical, the tourism situation going on. Mm-hmm. And then you go to that wonderful escape. And speaking of spas there, I pick resorts with amazing spas. So I get spa days there when I'm at the resort. Go for a massage, go for whatever I want. Usually it's a massage. They do some amazing. You were talking about that the other day.
I know you're Egyptian, sis, but I've had both the city local spas.
Oh, did you do that too? I did that too.
Yes.
Did you go to the malls there?
Girls, yes.
That are like huge.
People don't realize that, like, Cairo is just like New York City on 10. Just
big time.
Man, the aspect of going to that spa, it was like an 8-hour package.
I need that number next time I go.
Yes, let's go. Speaking of, people need to know how convenient it is for you and me to get to Egypt. I tell people all the time, I go on the weekends, baby. Yes, I'm just that close to the motherland. I can reach my finger out in any moment and come back to school as a super teacher, superhero, refreshed after walking upon Africa. How far is it from us?
Well, for a plane trip, I think a couple of hours, like 2 hours and a half or something like that.
She said, that's the sound of heaven saying, like, departure flight just in 2.5 hours, we can be in Cairo. Like, we're already at the airport
exactly,
right now.
Exactly.
We're going.
Boarding. Please board at gate 24.
And that's been one of the luxuries of being an American, to move to the Middle East and have access to travel just to go to Egypt. I go to Kara Kalini, and most people don't understand. For y'all back home, baby, I'm cheap. Every country I go to, two places I must go, a museum and a flea market.
Oh, Kara Kalini, yeah. That's where you get, like, all the souvenirs and stuff, and the gold and the silver. I always go get some silver from there. Did
exactly.
You get some silver?
Girl, I did. I have, like, a charm bracelet I should have wore today, and each charm is very different charms I might have collected, one in America, different parts of Egypt, but each represents something Hathor, or, you know, the Mayat or the pyramid.
Oh yeah, they symbolize that.
Things that I am connected to, and I got it down there in Karakalini and Cairo, Egypt.
No, it's a beautiful place to be. And like I told you, nobody knows really, not a lot of people have been exposed to the beaches. And if you just want to go straight to the beach, there are airports that you can just go straight to the resorts. You don't have to go to Cairo. You can just go to like Alexandria. You can go to Marsa Alam, which is like near Sudan. It's really that far. We actually took a bus ride 10 hours to get there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, you're going to, I know you're, look at that in your eyes.
Yes, I'm ready to go, guys.
I know, I can see that. I bet your eyes are like popping out.
Even on the weekend, because Nubia Village is someplace very frequently. Now, one of the truths it's like being a little black girl in America. We always had an attachment to Egypt because pre-colonialism, before the darkest ages on the continent, there, all of our cousins before we became nomads, it's just like, that's grandma's house, the pyramids and the airports. And I feel like meeting you in that sense in the Middle East is that same connected spirit, that the sisterhood.
The strange thing is that I didn't grow up there. I grew up in the States, so I just go there for just visiting. So I feel like a foreigner in my own, you know, my own country.
Like a black person in America.
Maybe, yeah. Kind of, yeah. So yeah. So, and also, I visited Jordan for the first time.
I love that place.
Oh, that was beautiful. It's just crazy. It reminded me of Egypt. I kept saying, like, it's similar, kind of, but just the mountains, you know, like the roads going up and down, and it's really scary. I'm not used to that. Egypt is not like that.
Cursed.
So it was really interesting. It was very, it was a nice experience, but I went like when it was like at November time. So it was kind of cold and raining, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I want to go there again. But I didn't go to the Dead Sea. Didn't have a chance because it was only like a couple of days. So the next time I go, I want to go to the Dead Sea, you know? So yeah.
And for all you Americans that want to go to Jordan, you can go for free. As long as you book a ticket and you want to come and travel, like, let's say go to Dubai, look for that ticket that has that layover that's 13 hours in Jordan. If you take that travel option, this is a little travel hack, you'll get access to the country. Yes, they will allow you to leave your luggage, and they do have a little tourism bus that you'll love. It's free $99 for those that have an extensive layover. Travel hack, take notes, guys.
That's good to know. I didn't know that, but yeah.
What's some other places you travel?
Well, I've lived in Saudi Arabia for a while when I was younger. It was nice. I lived in Riyadh, but we lived in a compound when I was
younger. I want to move there.
I lived in a compound, though. I wasn't really a part of the culture there.
Yeah, I'm talking about for the money. That's something about basically.
No, you didn't just say that.
Girl,
the money.
I heard they make it rain on teachers in Saudi Arabia.
Well, I don't know about that. I was young. I was with my parents, and we lived in a compound, so we had they paid for everything. You know what I mean? When you're like, when you live in a compound, that was a long time ago, when I was like 10 or something. So that was a really fun experience. I mean, I know it sounds weird saying Saudi Arabia, but we had a really good time. We had like Wednesdays, we'd go to recreation center, swimming and having fun. So it was beautiful. It was a wonderful time there. What else? Where have I been? I've been everywhere. Like when I was younger, like 15, I traveled around the world. Been to Japan, been to Hong Kong, been to Austria, Hawaii as well.
Wow,
Hawaii was like a nice experience. That was like when I was 15.
No, but what you are actually bringing up, and it's important for people to see, when you give your children access to the world, that's right. If right now you're going through Corona, you're sitting here with your family, go on and apply for a job overseas. Give your children what Holly has had, is that experience as a child, which opens up what? Now that she's an adult, she's out here, has already given her children even greater.
Exactly.
That's what's most important.
The funny part is when I tell my kids, yeah, I've been there and I visited there, they're like, Mom, can you take me there? I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, one day. Because at that point, my dad, I mean, we could afford that, you know. He could afford taking us around the world. So it was a summer of trip around the world. So I don't think a lot of people have that opportunity, and I did have that opportunity. Yes, I was 15, but I do remember the experience, and it was amazing. Especially Japan, that was very interesting. Everything about the different cultures. There are a few things I can't remember, but what I do remember is that I had that experience, like you said. So if you tell me, okay, do you need to travel now? I'm like, it's okay. But it's also not, it's even if I don't travel, I've been there, done that. You know what I mean? So if you ask me where would I want to go now, I want to go to Italy. I've never been to Italy. Yes, I want to go to Venice. That's my, like, dream. Don't ask me why, but I just want to get on a boat and go to Italy. Is that weird to say? Have you been?
I haven't. It's on my list as well.
Really? As well? Okay.
I'm a museum nerd, so.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not like that. I'm just like, I don't know. I like the water. Can I tell you a little experience that I had? I don't know if you have the same experience. I used to be, like, not really fond of going to the beach, like, in the actual water, like, swimming. And then when I visited Sharm el-Sheikh, okay, and my brother's like, jump into the, you know, into the sea. And I'm like, no, but I don't know, I'm not sure about swimming and stuff. And then when I jumped, I floated. Do you understand what I mean? I float. It's a miracle. The whole buoyancy thing.
I love it.
So the point is, I'm like, I don't have to move. Do you understand, Sunny? I don't have to, I could just be in the middle of the ocean, all right? Middle of nowhere and just be like, hello, I'm floating. And everybody's looking at me and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have to do anything. I'm just like, so I was so excited about that. But the downside to that is that you can't like dive, you know, you can't, you know, when everybody's going, we went to actually see dolphins in Marsalam, and the dolphins were right underneath me. Understand? I was swimming with the dolphins, all right? And I wanted to go down and swim to get to them, and I kept, you know, bouncing back up again because of my buoyancy situation. So that's like the downside of that. And everybody's looking at me. I'm like, how do those people stay down there? How are they staying there? How do they like dive all the way down there and stay down there? So yeah, so there's a plus side to it and a downside to it. So yeah, have you tried that?
I haven't.
Just jump and you'll see. I don't know what it is, but both my brother and I, both of us have that. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love going to the beach.
Top beaches you would recommend for people to travel to?
Like I said, go to Marsalam. Hurghada, I think in Arabic is Ghardaa, that's Hurghada. Also, you go to, I don't know in English, what is it? It's the north coast, I think, in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Alexandria and all that up there.
Yes.
Where they have Marsa Matruh. Oh, I'm telling you, like clear water, I'm telling you guys. Sharm el-Sheikh, all those are just, and Dahab, have you been to Dahab? I don't know.
I have not.
Dahab, yeah. And also, did you go to Luxor and Aswan?
Yes.
Did you take a boat on the east bank
and the west bank?
All the pictures? Did you see the walls?
I go to every site by myself because nobody, guys. I'm ready for y'all to come over and travel with me because we can go on the weekends and I can meet up with you.
And the best thing about Luxor and Aswan is that when you look at the color of those, the
walls
the
are still.
It's like as
fresh.
Did you see that? We don't even that is a miracle by itself.
To be
it's
in the outdoor
faded,
element.
It's not faded out. Did yes. you see the color, how like vibrant they are and how vivid they really
Queen Hatshepsut. We're talking about women's empowerment, guys. When you go to Egypt, to Luxor, and you understand that a whole woman has a castle in Africa that exists to this day, that is etched in the side of a freaking mountain, and you see this mug in the day, and it's gorgeous, and you see this mug in the night lit up like best electricity with the blue lights and the light show going on.
Can I tell you something? I didn't go to Luxor Restaurant. I just went to the airport. I just like transited in the airport.
Girl, I see.
I didn't have time.
I'm more African than this sister who from Egypt, y'all.
I didn't have time. I was like, you know, my dad was like, "Your transit, did you go out there?" And I'm like, I can't leave the airport. I can't go, you know, my flight, you know, and he's like, "You're missing out on a lot." And then he told me about the colors and how, you know, it's as if, you know, like it was done yesterday, you know. It's impossible and it's like a miracle to have that kind of color still live on to
it lets today. Me know that that's, let me tell you something. I'm going to adopt you as you've already been my sister all these years, but I'm going to make sure in this lifetime I take your African tail to Egypt and teach you about my people. Because when I get off the plane in Egypt, let me tell you, people know my face so much.
Are you serious?
It's so bad that when I go into brand new hotels, if you ever, most of the staff have worked at different hotels around the region, so they'll already know me. Madame Sunita!
Are you serious? Oh, I gotta go with you then.
Managers and general managers have had to tell hotel guests to watch what they say in front of me, because they'll be like, "This chick got a little bit of Egyptian Arabic and Kuwaiti Arabic, and she knows what we're saying." And when I go to the museums, they will always prank the new person by saying, "Watch this fool go up and try to offer to teach her about her American, Egyptian, African history. Watch him get told off." And then, you know, the guy comes up and I let him know, "There is nothing you can teach me. I know the history, and I don't take the whitewashed version. Matter of fact, your version is wrong. That did not happen." And then they go scurrying off of the museum like, "Oh my gosh." I know when things are moved in the museums. Because when we talk about whitewashing images and taking those Nubian, there are different, a black woman can give birth to many, many shades. We are living in the Middle East, and we have seen Aboriginal black people in Dubai called Emirati, in Kuwait called Kuwaiti, and we have seen the Arabic. And we already know, we have seen a black woman give birth to the peanut butter shades and chocolate shades as well.
True.
And we have lived as cousins. In spite of, we have seen children and people in our culture every day that when we shake the trees out here in the Middle East, you might get some of them chocolate ones called Kuwaitis, you might get some Arabic ones, but the beautiful part about what's going on in the world with racism in America in comparison to the divine blessings that we have and the life that we live here is that we are without that aspect of what people are really dealing with day by day in the sense of coming together, me and you as sisters.
Exactly.
That same family connectedness. Yes, it does exist here and there and everywhere.
It exists everywhere. It exists everywhere, but like, it's different. It's different. You know, I don't know if you have this problem lately. Since the whole Corona thing, all right, I've been at home, all right? Like, you know, we haven't been out talking to people, socializing, and it's a really, really, it's bad. It's bad. And how did I know that it's that bad? Now when, like, my kids all speak at the same time, for example, or having a conversation, all right, I know this is off the topic, but it just came to me right now. I get a headache. Like, I can't handle, like, more than one or two people talking. Does that happen to you? And I thought I was like getting old or something, and then I was like, I'm like telling my kids, please stop talking. I can't handle it. And that is one of the downsides of what's happening lately. And thank God that we're, you know, doing the spa day today, because literally, I can't handle like more than like two or three people talking. If that's normal. Is that normal?
That is normal. It's overstimulation, and I've had the same thing. We've come from isolation in the sciences when you have been accustomed to being in isolation, even in your room and your kids for several months in their own little world, and somehow you're overstimulated with the world coming back to what we're looking at as a normalcy. What we're doing today is essentially important for us to do the self-love that's needed. Yes, self-love is our answer. And I want to thank you before we leave today for coming and actually allowing me to get all the vitamins that I need. Because, Holly, when you give me just some of your time and just conversation, just seeing you, it's been so long, it reminds me that it doesn't matter how long the time
has
been. Exactly.
We haven't, how long has it been? It's been a long time. It's
been 5 years, girl.
Yeah.
It's been five whole years.
That's a long time.
It's seriously been since 2015. It's the moment I met you.
Oh, my God.
August. It was.
But it doesn't feel like it. It feels like just yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.